This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Alex Ritson. Time now for a look at the financial markets, where the Dow Jones was little moved on the day, closing at 17,789. A little earlier, I spoke to Doug McIntyre of 24/7 Wall Street. I put it to him that investors were once again very focused on the price of oil.
OPEC is, as you know, it's a rumor-driven place, but right now the rumor is that at the next OPEC meeting, there will be a production cap set up, and the theory is that the oil surplus around the world will then dry up fairly fast.
And from the fuel that goes into cars to the cars themselves, U.S. automakers not having a terribly good time of it.
No, and it's considered a, I think, pretty good bellwether of consumer sentiment. It certainly has been for the last 3 years. Sales were unexpectedly poor last month, and I was very surprised.
And what is that pointing towards?
Well, if you think of the things that consumers spend their money on, you know, cars and housing are sort of the ones that where you say, well, people feel very confident if they'll spend tens of thousands of dollars on something. And when that starts to dry up, you worry that people are afraid about their jobs, the economy, or something else where making a large financial commitment would have a risk.
Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.6% at 61.91. Gold trading at $1,213 an ounce.